USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a bipartisan deal came out of the U.S. House late last week, only to fall apart when it reached the Senate, now congressional leaders and White House officials say they are ready to close in on a deal on a coronavirus relief package. They say that negotiations late yesterday on a $2 trillion arrangement will lead to a successful vote perhaps this evening. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin both saying they were on the phone with President Trump during the negotiations, and they both agree that a deal is now within reach. Earlier yesterday, Schumer and other top Democrats were calling the package, as it had been designed, a
large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
The U.S. now cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan because of the failure of a peace plan with the Taliban. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump trying to reassure Americans in the face of the coronavirus outbreak.
I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
President Trump speaking at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House, making the point that America was not built to be shut down.
But right now, in the midst of this great national trial, Americans must remain united in purpose and focused on victory. To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Severe thunderstorms are expected to pound much of the South today, with heavy rain through this evening from eastern Arkansas to Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and parts of Georgia. And there could be some tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A key Federal Reserve policymaker predicting pretty bad things about the nation's economy. For one thing, James Bullard, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, says the unemployment rate could hit 30% this year as a result of the pandemic. And he says the economy could also see a 50% drop in gross domestic product in the second quarter of the year. But looking ahead, Bullard does say he would expect the economy to then start to rebound sometime later this year. Kent State University canceling the May 4th shooting commemoration because of the outbreak. University officials announcing that all 50th anniversary events have been canceled. A virtual program, though, is in the works so that the school can honor the four students who were shot and killed by National Guardsmen during a Vietnam War protest on campus back in 1970. And Amazon is trying to help keep kids entertained while they're in quarantine because of the pandemic. The company has made most of its kids' shows and movies free, from certain TBS shows to a list of nearly 100 family-friendly movies. To access all the free movies and shows, you just sign in with a valid Amazon account. And you can log on and check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.